This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Denny, can I pay you to do me a favor?
Sure. No, wait. What do you mean, pay me to do you a favor? If you paid me, how would that be a favor?
Well, could I have someone else pay you to do a favor for me?
Dean, a favor is something done out of goodwill. If you pay me for it, or get someone else to pay me for it, then it's not goodwill. It's a commercial exchange. And depending on the favor you ask, it might even be bribery.
But I need you to do something you might not otherwise do.
Then it's definitely bribery.
How so?
A bribe is not just compensating me for doing something. It's compensating me for doing something I might not otherwise do.
In other words, the compensation is meant to corrupt your sense of judgment.
Yes, one's judgment regarding their own values and one's judgment in fulfilling the duties associated with their various roles.
Butcher, baker, candlestick maker.
Or, to be more serious, public officials. There are many laws that are meant to distinguish between incompetence and malfeasance. Now, we may have disagreement as to whether a public official is doing a good job, but we should find it easy to agree as to what counts as a bribe.
So a bribe is any form of compensation intended to corrupt a public official's judgment.
Ethically speaking, yes. And it's a bribe whether or not it succeeds and whether or not the law forbids it.
Because public officials possess a special duty and authority to work for the public good, it is incumbent upon them to go beyond the minimal standards of the law and rise to the higher ethical standards we expect of those working in public service.
How should we keep our public officials honest? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.